In this bulletin, seismologists warn of aftershocks after Queensland records the largest mainland earthquake in five decades. No deal struck on ending war in Ukraine after a high-stakes meeting in Alaska. And in sport, tributes for former Australia cricket captain Bob Simpson, who has died at the age of 89. With the latest SBS News, I'm Leewa Kwan. Seismologists are warning of aftershocks following a 5.6 magnitude earthquake that struck near the Queensland town of Kilkeven this morning. Tens of thousands of people say they felt the tremor, which Geoscience Australia says is the strongest earthquake to hit the state's mainland in five decades. Premier David Crisafulli says no one in Queensland expected to wake up to that.
Things falling off mantelpieces. People have told me they thought that their partner was out the back with a jackhammer. There's been some amazing stories that have come through, and we obviously are waiting to see damage, and we hope everyone is okay. This is all is only just unfolding now, but it's certainly not what we expected this morning in Queensland, that's for sure.
No agreement to end the war in Ukraine has been reached after a meeting in Alaska between US President Donald Trump and Russian President Vladimir Putin. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky was excluded from the almost three-hour meeting. Mr. Trump and Mr. Putin took no questions from reporters during the post-meeting press conference. It's the first face-to-face encounter between the leaders in 6 years. Mr. Trump says he's feeling good about the meeting, even though no deal was reached. He told Fox News he expects a future meeting to take place between Mr. Putin and Mr. Zelensky.
And it was very extensive, and we agreed on a lot of points. There's not that much. There's, one or two pretty significant items, but I think they can be reached. Now it's really up to President Zelensky to get it done. And if they'd like, I'll be at that next meeting. They're going to set up a meeting now between President Zelensky and President Putin. And myself, I guess, I didn't ask you about it. Not that I want to be there, but I want to make sure it gets done. We have a pretty good chance of getting it done.
An important milestone in the Aboriginal land rights movement is being marked today. It's been 50 years since then Prime Minister Gough Whitlam poured a handful of soil into the hands of Gurindji elder Vincent Lingiari, marking the official return of a portion of land in the Northern Territory to its traditional owners. For many years leading up to that point, the Gurindji people had demanded the return of their traditional lands, including through actions like the historic 1966 strike at Wavehill Station. In a statement, Prime Minister Anthony Albanese says the iconic photo of the red earth trickling from the hands of Mr. Whitlam to the hands of Mr. Lingiari is an enduring tribute to the courage and solidarity of the Gurindji people, which provides inspiration for the journey ahead. The Gurindji Aboriginal Corporation says the upcoming annual Freedom Day Festival next week will honour the half-century milestone, its national significance, and the legacy of Vincent Lingiari. The Consul General of Japan in Sydney, Osamu Yamanaka, says the cooperation of nations in working towards a world free of nuclear weapons remains an urgent mission. World leaders are marking 80 years since the end of World War II, when Japan surrendered after the US atomic bombings of Hiroshima and Nagasaki. The events marked the world's first wartime use of a nuclear bomb. At a commemoration event in Sydney, Mr. Yamanaka says work must continue towards the complete elimination of nuclear weapons globally.
Looking at the current situation with the international security environment having become more severe and complex, the international community is more divided over approaches to nuclear disarmament, and the risk of the use of nuclear weapons continues to rise. Therefore, it's more important than ever that Japan and Australia work together to take the path towards a world without nuclear weapons.
In sport, former Australian men's test cricket captain Bob Simpson is being remembered as a legend of the game and an era-defining coach. The former player, captain and coach has died in Sydney at the age of 89. One of only seven Australians to make a triple century, he also coached the Australian team to win the 1986 Cricket World Cup, several Ashes series and the Frank Worrell Trophy in 1995, Cricket Australia chairman Mike Baird says Simpson was one of the greats of Australian cricket, while Prime Minister Anthony Albanese noted his extraordinary service, describing him as an era-defining coach who set the highest of standards for himself and the champions he led. And that's the latest from the SBS Newsroom.